The reading this morning is from Luke 2, verses 21 through to 40. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and arising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own son." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. May God bless to us that reading.
Thanks, Ian. That story is complete from beginning to end. And obviously there is so much in that that I can't possibly pay attention to all of it in the short time we have here today. I am going to focus specifically on the Holy Spirit and on praying. The Holy Spirit led Simeon to the temple on the day Joseph, Mary, and Jesus were there. Simeon was not already in the temple. The Holy Spirit came upon him and led him to go to the temple that day. Simeon walked up to Mary and Joseph. He took Jesus into his arms and he blessed God. I can't help but feel overwhelmed at the thought of physically being the one to be blessing God or the baby Jesus. I look back on history knowing the story of Jesus. Simeon looked forwards for all that Jesus will do. I think that the ritual blessing that Simeon had to give that day would bring some comfort to Simeon. But I also believe that Simeon would have given that blessing more heartfelt than any other blessing he had ever given. John, throughout the Christmas series, a baby. This little baby has featured throughout the Christmas series. John, you've weaved this baby as a symbol of Jesus into each service with various ways of embracing the Christ child. You asked us as a community of faith to hold the baby Jesus. John, would you like to come forward and hold the baby Jesus? You can sit down.
I can sit down.
But you'll be back. Simeon lived his life dependent on the Spirit, enabling him to rise above the crisis of the world. And whatever troubles came into his life, the Spirit gave him peace and hope. And Simeon lived his life dependent on the Word of God. Simeon felt the Holy Spirit upon himself. Simeon's communion with the Holy Spirit led him to the temple on the day that Joseph and Mary arrived with the baby Jesus. He had patiently waited a lifetime for this day. Simeon takes Jesus in his arms and he praises God. Master, you may now dismiss your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all disciples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The title given to today's sermon is I Can See Clearly Now. Simeon's long life lived with righteousness and devotion, Spirit-led, has drawn him to the temple on this day. And he holds the baby and blesses it. Simeon can see clearly now. And he cried out to God. Simeon had lived faithful belief, and on this day, that baby becomes Simeon's comforter. And Anna, on this day, she hears the Holy Spirit direct her to a particular young family standing all by themselves in the huge temple courtyard. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Anna lived her life prayerfully. We heard that she had lived with her husband for 8 years, and then she was 84, and faithfully she had prayed and spent her time fasting and prayer. John, can I come Can I ask you to come back up to the front, please? And Chris, can you join us? You have both spent time holding the baby. Mm-hmm. What were the feelings that you had as you held the baby? Come across.
Well, I was listening to you most of all, but memories probably, feeling memories of feelings of having my own children. And how lovely it is to hold a baby and burp them. You might have noticed I stuck it on my shoulder because that's what you would do and it's more comfortable. But remembering the feelings of having my own children and grandchildren and holding other people's babies too. It's just delight, usually if they're not crying.
And for me, and I've got to hold back from launching into sermon too, don't I really? For me, I'm always struck when I go to nursing homes and you'll often see people with a doll and you begin to realise the amount of comfort that those dolls have for people that might have forgotten lots of other things, but there's something really innate about the nature of nurture and of care and of holding and tenderness. And like Chris was saying, the memories that are stirred up because of the tactile nature of our bodies and our limbic systems that hold a lot within them and remember things that we might have even forgotten with our minds. So holding even a doll like this begins to unlock a lot. And I found myself thinking, it is a strange world. When you think about, what I think of as normal people who love children, who take the time to find the way of encouraging and honouring and being tender, and even when they're just about to do their block, they try and find some way of stepping away from that. And I've had to learn the hard way, and maybe you have too, that not everyone on the planet treats children with anything at all like that dignity. And so there is something about, as Simeon said, there's a sword that will pierce the heart of Mary and of Joseph too. There's something about the nature of the world that runs against the grain, and Jesus comes to bring such a new hope, to reset the tenderness that's in us, to find the way of not just holding a baby well and kindly, but holding everyone well. Everyone well and kindly.
And I think that's why I took the baby's hands out. If any of you had babies like mine, they hated having their hands tied up. Mm. And I thought, well, maybe baby Jesus actually had some blessing to give even as a little child with his hands.
I did not warn them. John never warns us before he asks things, so I thought, it's fair to do that. So let's have a really quick recap on the Christmas story. What did the Holy Spirit tell Mary? The angel filled with the Spirit said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God." And to Joseph, an angel of the Lord, Spirit-filled in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take yourself to Mary as your wife, for the thing begotten in her is from the Spirit, the Holy One, and she will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And then there was Elizabeth, whom Mary went to stay with. And how was Elizabeth filled with the Holy Spirit? When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the unborn baby inside her jumped, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. What did the Holy Spirit tell Simeon? According to the biblical account, the Holy Spirit visited Simeon and revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Christ of God. And to Anna, we know only of her faithful, devout prayer life, for so very many years, but nothing is written about the Holy Spirit upon her. But much is written about the characteristics of good serving as modelled by Simeon and Anna. Faithfulness. Simeon and Anna play no great role on the stage of Bible history. They have significant bit parts. And they are sensitive to God's voice and available when God calls upon them. Each of us, we're not important in the whole scope of the life story of God. But God has an important role for each one of us to play. Listening. Simeon and Anna are alert to the Spirit's voice. They go where he directs and speak what he wants to speak. It is unlikely that you will hear God's voice unless you are willing to quiet yourself. You need to reject the values of our world and live before God in righteousness and devotion, full of praise, full of worship, and overflowing with prayer. As you do this, his whispers become more intelligible, his face more clear to your gaze. And seeing. Simeon and Anna have an attitude of looking forward to what God is about to do. Sometimes we get stuck in the past, scared by an event that captures us and doesn't seem to let us go. Sometimes we're consumed by the joys and struggles of our everyday lives so completely that we are unable to look forward, to anticipate what God will bring to us, what God is still to do through us. As I was wandering around the shops thinking about what I would share today, I wondered how clearly any of us see the future, the now, the here. We're at the eve of a new year. And as I pondered all of this, I walked past a shop and the man beckoned me in. The man said, "I have something for you," and handed me this greasy stained envelope. Inside was $400. This is for the church you work at. Can I see clearly? Our God is a God of the unexpected and the miracles and the things that can take place if we have faith, if we believe, if we trust, if we pray. Christmas, of course, is a time that we can either become consumed by the traditions of the season, or we can slow down. We can meditate on the Lord. As we go into the new year, we can party tonight and still meditate on the Lord tomorrow. The baby Jesus that John is still holding will be in the prayer room for the next month. If you would like to spend some private time in the prayer room holding the baby Jesus, it will be available. He will be available. She will be available for you. But you carry that baby not only here, You carry that baby onwards, forwards with you.